All right, welcome to the KBJ After the Show podcast.
Kevin's eyes look insane, but he's got new hair. Virginia is a witch, and she farts in her chair. Jason is a spaz who's got an old man's ass. Welcome to the After the Show podcast.
All right, here we go. It is weekend on the KBJ After the Show podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome to it. Jerry, I know you cracked a few beers during the show today.
Yeah, I am. I'm kind of nursing them. I feel kind of nauseous, to be quite honest with you.
You do.
I'm trying to fight through it.
Okay. He's trying to hair of the dog it.
Oh, okay.
Hair of the puppy. Just light.
Yeah.
Okay. Had a couple whiskeys last night.
Yeah, I did. For no particular reason, I just...
Hey, you know, it's Thursday, right?
Well, it's maybe the pain.
It's definitely the pain. I didn't feel like delving right into that right at the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah, let's take it down a really dark...
Yeah, I would say I'm drinking and numbing some pain, Virginia.
Damn.
Working on the saddest song about Chewy.
It's not done yet?
It's done.
It's done.
The filming of it.
The video?
Yeah.
Oh. So the song is done... And the video's done?
No, I'm working on the video. I'm hoping to get it up on social media for Monday.
I think that'll be good. When you're done with that project and you can put that behind you, I think because you are a songwriter and a musician, it'll be cathartic and you can actually say, okay, now it's time to move on.
I've seen the video. It's impressive. It's Jay Bird sitting naked, crisscross applesauce on his floor weeping.
No, that's real life. That's not the video. Okay.
That was FaceTime just for you.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the video. I was confused.
If y'all had cameras in my place right now, people would look at me real different. Just, it's not been good.
Oh.
You didn't have all the whiskeys you want.
Look, yeah, you're struggling, and you're forgiven.
Thank you. I always love when one alcoholic makes the other alcoholic feel better. It's very kind of you.
Don't forget to forgive yourself.
Hurt people.
You're in light company here. Got some emails. Thank you guys very much. I could keep going down the path of people letting us know that they appreciate the fact that we don't really delve too much into the politics. And, you know, I'd read the scathing interview that got some traction in our industry from a radio consultant that was basically chastising shows that did not talk about the Capitol incident that had happened, and in a sense, just really kind of degrading those shows and saying, I heard one show talking about pizza, like, you know, your audience is tuning in because they want to hear your take on something like that. And we just always kind of believe, look, there's, especially now, there are so many different sources for whatever you want and whatever you get. And I know that there are certain things on certain sources that I want to hear something from. I want to go and hear about my favorite football team, but I'm not going to tune in to CNN to hear that. It's just not going to happen. I wouldn't want them to talk about it because I don't know what they're talking about.
I know my heart is right on this one. There's no way people want to hear my take about the storming of the Capitol. Now, they do want to hear my take about a pizza, like the Pasquale's.
Yeah.
Get so many emails about the Pasquale's thing we talked about.
Yeah. We're going to do the Pasquale's because we want to make sure that it's good. We want to get in there and explore it.
Yeah. And to your point, there's so many outlets to go listen to all the politics you want.
So I do appreciate everybody's feedback on that. That was very helpful. It does help us to frame this show. One other thing I've done, I want to also thank the people. There is a survey that is out there about how people listen to radio, and I took it yesterday, the survey. Just I wouldn't tell you to do something that I wouldn't do myself. I did warn you on the KBJ Show Facebook post. It is extensive. It took me like 20 minutes.
That was the only comment I saw. I love you, Kev, but this is a pain in the ass.
Say that. I said it took me 20 minutes. I said, so if you will do it, just prepare yourself and pack a lunch. I may make a comment to the creator of said survey. Is there any way we could knock maybe half of that out? But it is stuff that lets us know about how people are consuming radio, KVJ show, things like what we do, and it helps us put our focus, because we do have limited resources. We don't have a staff of 20 like some shows do, where they can, oh, yeah, we're going to go ahead and have a TikTok channel, and we're going to have all this, and we're going to have that, and that. So when we know how you consume this show and how you want to consume it more, how we can do it better, then we can spend time on things that are going to make it better rather than wasting our time on a platform you're not going to use and don't care. So,
I mean, all that time I've been working on MySpace shit. Is it worth it, Kevin?
Yes. That's why that would help out. And we're kicking around the idea of really expanding KBJ on TikTok, possibly backing off Twitter a little. But those are all the kind of things that when we see the responses to how you take that survey, it lets us know. Because otherwise, it's a shot in the dark. We don't know. So I do appreciate all the feedback on everything.
My Twitter game is so fucking weak. My Instagram ain't that on point either. Let's go ahead and get that up.
Your Facebook kind of sucks.
Facebook does actually.
Terrible.
Maybe terrible social media game.
Yeah. So those are a lot of the emails and then a lot of responses to Virginia's story about Magnolia and the issues that she went through with the political drama at her old high school and why she moved that Virginia revealed on Plead the Fifth earlier. So thank you for all the emails on that. I pass those on. So we do read everything, even if we don't get to read your email.
We read all of the emails. We're reading them all. Thank you.
So I do appreciate that.
I think I'm next for Plead the Fifth.
Yes.
You guys can bring you guys can bring the fucking heat. Whatever you want. Open book bird. Ask whatever you shall.
I like won't it. Feel good unless you're crying.
It won't take much.
You could probably make him cry right now.
Easily.
Yeah, anybody, it's Friday, though.
Anybody in the chat room could make me fucking weep.
Yeah. That'd sound like a great way to kick off the weekend.
No, I'd actually like to start this week without some tears. That'd be nice.
I hear you.
And I got to tell you, too, the one story that a lot of people talk about is your other child, Virginia Rocco, my mother-in-law. That was the first thing she brought up. She'd heard the story about his troubles at the dentist, putting on the laughing gas mask and not wanting to do that and fight back on the dentist and all the cavities that he had had. And Karen from Pembroke Pines sent in this email. She said, on the subject of Rocco, it may not be the sugar consumption causing his cavities. I have two boys. They drink water 99% of the time, and I limit their sugar intake. My younger son always gets cavities no matter what. The doctor said it is due to, number one, his saliva. His saliva has more proteins in it because whatever he eats just will sit there on his teeth. And two, heredity. Myself, I always had issues with cavities. My husband never has. My older son has never had a cavity. So just something to think about. It may not be sugar. It could be his body chemistry. And that was what my mother-in-law was saying. She worked at a dentist office on the south side of Chicago for like 30 years. And that was one thing she had said was that she would see people that would come in and not have any cavities. And they would ask them like how often they brush because their breath kind of stunk. And they would say, oh, I haven't brushed my teeth in years. And there was one family, the whole family shared a toothbrush. That was how infrequently they ever brushed their teeth.
It don't seem right.
I can't even fathom that. And she had said just that heredity really was one of the biggest things that would determine whether people would have cavities or not. And I was like, wow.
I believe in that. I totally do believe in that. But the situation with Rocco is that he would drink the sodas and eat the candy and then physically fight with me about brushing the teeth. Mm-hmm. And when he was a baby, too, we would, like, let him put whatever he wanted in the bottle. And then that just sits on the teeth. And now the dentist even said this yesterday. He was like, I expected it to be a lot worse. Rocco has been improving on his brushing because I am just like on him, yelling, screaming, fighting back, whatever it takes to make sure that he's brushing twice a day. I think it's a combination. You know, do we have perfect teeth? No. But has he been drinking Slurpees and then going to bed without brushing his teeth? Yes. Mm-hmm.
To your point, I have a family member. It's got them BATs, bitch-ass teeth, very weak, takes very good care of them. I won't out them, but this person had to make their own tooth. They made their own tooth because—
How'd that work out?
Honestly, better than you would think.
Really?
The son of a bitch had the tooth in there for quite a long time.
Huh.
People do actually make teeth out of weird things. Wood, gold.
Yes. And this family
spark
member
plug.
Was very proud of the
spark
fact.
Plug.
They do, though. This person's from the backwoods. I love them very much, but they had made their own damn tooth, Virginia. They kept it in there.
There's a lot of home dentistry in the hills. I saw them a lot, actually, believe it or not.
What is the the adhesive that would keep said tooth in there?
I will get you your answers. You'll have it for Monday.
Okay. Nail.
Yep. Yeah, probably.
Staple.
I mean.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
That person's tough.
Yeah. Real tough.
It is crazy. In fact, the one thing that I got from my dentist is almost like you need to have an evaluation of what kind of teeth you have in your mouth to figure it out. And I was later on in life, never had a dentist really break it down till the last one I had. And I'm in a tough spot where I got bitch-ass gums, and I've got to use a special toothpaste because I don't have a lot of an enamel on my teeth, and I have to use a soft brush. And she said, I can't brush more than twice a day. In fact, I would probably brush. I floss 2 to 3 times a day, and I'm eating away my gums and everything else. And I got whatever it is that I have.
You have that thing where you have to clean crevices.
Yes.
Which is a good thing to have, by the way.
It's better than not caring about your crevices.
But the thing that's tough is it sometimes eats me up because I've already hit my quota of 2 times brushing a day, and I really am just dying to brush my teeth. And sometimes I'll make an exception and do 3 because I can't stand it. But that's the weird thing is compulsively, I want to clean my mouth a lot more than I do.
You know, you can sometimes, you can get whatever that funky stuff is off your teeth a lot of times with a strong water rinse or a water pick.
Yeah.
Have you looked into the water pick?
Yeah, I've got one.
Okay.
You have the cleanest holes on the KVJ show. You might have the cleanest holes in the building.
I do. I take pride in having clean holes.
They're just immaculate.
Immaculate. Every hole that I have.
It's got pristine holes.
What would you say is your cleanest hole?
It's butthole. There's no way it's not. He takes pride in his butthole. Although he should probably answer the question about his own butthole.
Why are you jumping to answer about his rectum?
It depends upon which hole I attended to last, really, because I'm constantly rotating holes.
Interesting.
I'll go anywhere from nose to ears. The butthole's always pristine.
Yeah, I mean,
always.
We know that.
We know that. You. Yeah.
And holes don't always mean sexual. People always go right to the butthole or the V hole. No, holes. Yeah. You got the nose.
There's
holes.
A lot of holes in your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the nose hole is the most fun sexual one of all.
Mouth? I mean, it's a hole. It's a hole in your body.
Have you? Never mind.
You were about to ask a weird question.
I was about to ask a weird question.
Hold yourself back on that one, huh? Mm-hmm. I got an email here saying, hey, this is Michelle from Plantation. I am the listener that was looking for Kevin at the hotel to say hi during the Orlando convention 2 years back.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Remember that? We're up there for a podcasting convention. That's what that was all about, trying to figure out how to do our podcast better.
Still don't know.
Yeah, working on it.
I'd say we're going down.
No, we're doing great.
I know, I'm kidding.
We're doing great.
We are doing great.
We can do better, so keep sharing, please, our podcast.
Yes, we need your help. Share this.
Let more people know. We're trying to climb up. Who's at the wrong hotel? I'm a healthcare worker. Oh, that's right, because they had several with the same name.
Yes.
Yeah. I was confused by that, too, until I got back. I'm a healthcare worker at a hospital in Miami. I received my COVID vaccine 2 weeks ago. I feel perfect. Just had the sniffles, awaiting my second dose in a few weeks. My coworkers who have received the second dose have been split, some just a sore arm and others with feelings of the flu for about 18 hours. I hope everybody will eventually receive the vaccine and that we can all soon begin to live a normal and healthy life. Thank you all for these smiles and positivity. Take care and be safe. Thank you very much for that, Michelle.
Yes, good for you. My sister, too, she got her second one. And now we're just waiting until the end of the month when Grandma can get her second one.
Did I tell you guys about my idea, the snack scene? It's a vaccine, but it would be in a snack form for people like a Rocco that's scared of needles. So I don't know how you would do it. The scientists would figure that out.
Yeah, how to make it practical. Yeah. There's no answer there.
Yeah, I'm the idea guy. I just want
you eat a Kit Kat and all of a sudden you're immune to COVID.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Imagine if you could do that shit. You could have chocolate vaccines.
Yeah.
I think
the problem is just in the – it's a great idea.
It's a good idea.
It's just getting from
– it's not practical.
It's a great idea. It shows you know nothing about science.
It really exposes
the human body or digestion or veins.
Just exposes how dumb I truly am, yes.
Disease or
– No, but if you could figure that out, billion-dollar idea.
Snack scene. I mean, it's fun to say.
Yeah.
Rocco would support your work.
Rocco's the inspiration of the snack scene. All right, I'll stop saying it. Stop trying to make next scene happen, Bird.
This is an email from, I'm not, they don't want me to say the name, or I guess don't say any of my information.
Okay.
But,
and don't say the name.
Not doing that. But I'm trying to kind of establish, in a sense, the credibility without giving up the title, I guess. And I don't want to get them in trouble.
Are you impressed by the credibility?
Yeah. I mean, it's basically somebody that's working on the front lines. They are with a, they're with a group that does COVID-19 testing from Central Florida to Broward County.
Okay.
Let me tell you what is really happening in the clinics where the testing is going on. The people working in the clinics do not work for the government. We do not give a fuck if you are positive or negative and do not benefit at all either way. We're just swabbing your noses and are overworked and overwhelmed, not part of a conspiracy. Now that rapid testing is becoming readily available, numbers are going to increase significantly. Somewhere in Delray, there was a New Year's Eve party that required you to bring a negative COVID result within 48 hours to attend at entry. We tested 78 people at a testing site where we normally would see 25 to 35 on New Year's Eve. More than 50% of those tested were positive. It's fair to say that the large majority of those that were positive were shocked that they were positive. These are people that would have otherwise not have been tested because they had no symptoms. Have you ever heard of a person that tested positive for the flu that didn't have a single symptom? Now that rapid testing is available, many employers are requiring routine weekly testing of all employees. Some firefighters, some police we're seeing, some nursing home employees, home health aides, and thus will lead to consistently growing numbers as the requirement becomes more commonplace. When it comes to the actual reporting process, let me give this to you straight. These bitches responsible for tedious data entry of numbers get paid between $11 to $14 an hour and do not give a fuck. Even at my own testing sites, I am constantly finding errors and having to go back and correct them as best I can. We consistently have people come in who have tested multiple places on the same day, which means if they tested four different places and the patient was positive for COVID, four positive results are reported. They just wanted to see which one comes back in time for their flight, their party, or whatever it is. Once positive, if you wanted, you could come in every single day and get a test, and every single day we would report the positive to the state. We have patients that come every day, in some cases, till they get a negative because they're desperate to get back to work and have the symptoms. Truly, the reporting, the numbers, it's all a clusterfuck, and we're just figuring this out as we go. It's a struggle out here. Now, I've been on the front lines of this since day one, and I smoke a lot of weed, and I still haven't caught COVID yet. I'm really hoping there's something to this weed theory, fingers crossed.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's an awesome email. I love the inside information.
I just, you know, to me, I like all the stories. I'm not
I think it should have been a little longer.
Yeah. And you know what? I edited it down.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm totally.
It was longer.
Somebody's over here drunk and bitching again.
No, yeah. I'm just doing snaps, dogs. I get paid for those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so to me, I appreciate all the stories that come in. And a lot of the stories, that's what's so maddening about all this. They really do contradict each other.
Right.
Like every story, it's like, well, that's your experience. That's your experience. I do take it all in. And that's why, how can you not have a strong opinion on COVID after all this time? Because all the information's confusing. As soon as I think I have it figured out, there's something that comes out that makes me believe that I don't. So that's pretty much where it is. But thank you for all the stories. I do appreciate them.
Yes, thank you. Because it's just, it's a lot to absorb, and you want to try to get as credible as information as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a person that is seeing it, and it makes sense. I bet you there's a lot of people that are testing every day.
I was testing almost every other day, and I don't know how those numbers go, and I'd read a story on it, and it's probably changed, so I'll save you the information from that story that was a couple months old. But, yeah, I know that when I had the COVID thing, I was going, I think Queen and I were going every other day, and I had three positives before I finally got a negative. So I don't know how that affected the numbers.
Yeah.
But it was just one dude.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, and again, I don't really necessarily look at the case numbers. And I think they've pretty much said for a while not to do that. So that shouldn't get your attention. I think what it is hospitalizations, possibly deaths. And yesterday, our death rate, 217, was the highest since August. So that's kind of where we are on that.
Good news is we're doing some sea shanties tomorrow.
Oh, you are? Tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, me and the bird have an early Saturday recording session planned.
Ooh, that's lovely.
We're supposed to. We're supposed to also go to Home Goods, I think, or okay. Tuesday morning.
Your boy needs rugs. Ooh. And I told him, I can't go with you to go rug shopping until I go in your home and look and measure and vibe.
I'm not going to lie, though, honestly, because we talk about sea shanties, it's kind of hit the top of the list of priorities. Fuck the carpets.
Okay, sea shanties first. Right, yes.
We're not rug shopping?
No, I think we're just going to sea shanty that shit up, man. Kevin, you're more than welcome to come.
Sounds like fun.
It actually will be fun.
Yeah, we're thinking about getting some Pasquale's pizza.
Oh, okay, yeah. We talked about the ghost kitchen thing, and that's actually Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
She's more into the idea than I am. She keeps bringing up Pasquale's.
It's about the eighth time I've heard it.
I don't even do pizza, but I'm so curious if you'll like it.
Have you noticed I don't answer every time she says I get all quiet?
It's going nowhere, yet she keeps bringing it up. I've noticed that. I'm like, how many times are you going to bring this up?
Like, I don't want no fucking Chuck E. Cheese pizza for the weekend.
Yeah.
Do you know who Pasquale is? I'm just kidding.
I guess we're getting Chuck E. Cheese pizza, Kev.
Okay. This email came in from Astra. Said, on today's regular show, you talked about your experience on how you ended up in West Palm Beach. I thought it was incredible. Life happens, I guess. I had a question. Looking back when you started as a radio broadcaster and now, is the career rewarding? Asking because at some point I wanted to do broadcasting as well, but I changed my career path, so I always wondered. I love it. I think it's a lot of fun to do what we do. It's challenging creatively every day. You get to hang out and have fun. Your job is to try to amuse people and make them happy. I mean, that right there, that alone is fantastic.
We're very fortunate, too, because we do get along with one another.
Yeah,
we've been through a lot of shit together, and I think when you go through a fire together like that, there's no way you're not close with the people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this job would be miserable to do if you did not really like the people you're working with.
It would be, and it is.
To act like you're having fun and you don't fucking like them, it's that'd be
Kansas
rough.
Kansas City, we had massive fights on – I was on about five different shows there in 2 years, and it was ugly.
A lot of times, too, like, there's a certain kind of personality in radio where, like, people get, like, ego and dicky.
Yes.
And luckily, nobody on our team is ego-driven or dicky.
And we really do. We like our management, which is could be the end-all, be-all, or that could break you. We had it in Miami where we dreaded going into the show because our leadership, we just didn't jive with our leadership, I should say.
Yeah.
I won't say it. I'll reel it in.
Yeah. So it is good, but, you know, you do bring up a good question about people that are getting into the field. And I would just say it's changing. It's very competitive. There's not as many jobs as there used to be. And I think that media is still trying to even figure out what the jobs are. What the traditional titles were have been stripped down and redone. And so if you are going to go into it, it's not the same way that it was when we got in. There's still going to be a big demand for content, maybe more than ever. But a lot of it's video. And that's why we've been doing video for a long time with KVJ. A lot of it's going to be social media type skills. And you need to have a different type of skill set than when we got in. And we're always trying to grow our skill set and do different things.
The days of just having a personality is really, that's a kind of a rare thing when you walk in and you're just a personality and not doing extra shit like editing and doing all that stuff you're talking about.
Yeah. So I would say that you have to be a little bit more of a jack of all trades to do all that kind of stuff.
Especially with the social media shit.
Yeah. The talent, the producer, the person that has graphic design skills and everything all together. But if you like being creative and like entertaining and that kind of stuff, it's a great field.
And that's a way to get in, too, you know, because shows like us need young people that know about social media. And if you're good with that sort of stuff and you're great at editing TikTok videos, which I'm not.
And you want to get on the air, you have a good personality, you're a hard worker. That's how you find a gig.
Make yourself valuable to some old dogs like us that don't know how to edit TikTok videos. Make a badass TikTok video and blow people away with it.
Now, people are going to hear that. They're going to think we're offering a job. We have no money. We have no position.
Well, there's actually a hiring freeze because of the pandemic in our company.
Because I know, and I would do the same thing, but if I heard that, I'd be like, okay, I can do TikTok. I want to be on your show. No. We just can't hire you.
Not yet. But, you know, this pandemic's not going to last forever. It's gonna play out, and I believe in my heart that we're gonna have hiring again here at Hubbard.
Yeah, we're actually hiring a digital director.
That's a very good thing.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, so somebody coming in doing that, and if you are really good at some of the TikTok stuff, in fact, I was telling my wife because, believe it or not, in South Florida, even in Palm Beach County, there are several influencers on TikTok that have got millions of followers, and I said, let me know who those people are, because you know maybe we could. Find a way to get them a little bit of money to help us out on the side. So if you're really good at it, let us know. Please do.
I love it. Yeah. It takes a village, Kevin.
Yeah, we might be able to find some money if you're quality and we can make money off of it. So that's how the world goes around. Got an email here from Kevin saying, hey, whatever happened to your old producer, Heather? I listen quite religiously, and I have heard the complete story of the move to Miami, but I cannot recall overhearing about her moving with you all or staying at Wild. Y'all do not mention her much. When you do, it's quite brief. I think producer Denny's is a much better radio personality and fits the show's dynamic better. But I was always intrigued by Heather's point of view and insane ability to remember things. Just curious. Yeah, what had happened was as we were coming back from Miami, and we had to wait 3 months in that time, and we had had a full-time contract position. Myself, Virginia, and Jaybird, and unfortunately our producer was not. And that meant that there wasn't like a base salary. It meant you had to work the hours to get the pay. And with 3 months off, that was something that Heather really couldn't do. And so she needed to find other employment. And fortunately, because she's a great producer, she locked in with Paul and Ron, which is now Paul Castronovo's show. It's big, still on there. She has a bigger role on air.
She does.
She absolutely does. Yeah.
And she's super smart, too.
She is. Yeah, she's fantastic in everything she does. And so, you know, that just kind of fit there. And my boy Polly needed a producer. And so, you know, it just kind of worked out. And Denny's was kind of in the wings because he had been hanging with Jay Bird. And so
I was throwing Denny's down here. I got a guy. He's good.
Yeah.
And you were right.
Mm-hmm. And so I think it worked out for everybody. But, yeah, she's amazing. And you can still hear her on the radio. When you hear Heather on Paul Castronovo's show, that is her. So.
Yeah. I still talk to her on social media. And mm-hmm.
Yeah, Miami didn't fire her. They like her.
Yeah, I had no problem with Heather. They just hated the KVJ part. Everything else is pretty good. Chris, possible solution here for Denny's trash can. He said most likely Denny's trash can that went missing out front of his house fell into the actual trash truck. It happens more than you would think. The driver usually reports it. You can order another large can, and they will swap your small can out for free.
I mean, sweet Denny's has been beside himself. He's already done the legwork. The new trash can is on its way.
Good.
So, mm-hmm. And I think some other good news happened. I think his shrimp had some more babies. I think.
Wow.
I,
shrimp daddy, huh?
I was looking at his shrimp. They just look like they've tripled since the last time I was there.
Well, we should definitely smoke something later. Don't you smoke a cigar when you have new babies?
You do. Filled up with weed.
Let me see some of the comments. Katie said, great hoodie, Kev. Yeah, Katie, a Due South. I got my Due South hoodie on today.
That is, I was looking at it. That was good on you. Yeah, it's a good color.
They have good merch.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I got there, so I'm repping the Due South today.
So fly.
Yeah, Katie would love a caramel cream ale.
So fly. Is it 1993?
Yeah. It's you a great got some, 1992 compliment.
You got some fucking balls.
You're totally awesome. You're totally radical.
And then, yes, people on that survey, people are like going, I got like 18% in. I had to quit. I do apologize that it's so long. Like I said, I'll make a comment on it. But they have a thing where I think they can register all the stations that did it, and you have to have so many people participate before they give you the information from the survey.
Oh, that whole thing sounds fucked.
What is this?
It is, but they do the best surveys, and so their info's pretty good, and it does kind of help. So.
Do they know anything about, like, word conservation?
Because right now, I don't know anything that's the best of anything.
I am going to kick it back to them, be like, you know, guys, do we have to know, like, so much on everything?
Our poor sweet audience thought they were helping us out. They ended up doing a fucking book report.
The ones that stuck around. I mean, the ones with any kind of life are going to tap out.
Yeah. I would break it maybe into four sections.
If you have kids or a husband or a household or it's not realistic.
Well, I was on social media last night just kind of seeing what people had posted, what y'all posted. And then I saw your post of that and all the comments like, Kevin, I fucking tried. I can't do it.
I get it. I warned you in the comments. I'm like, you better pack a lunch. It took me at least 20 minutes. And you know what also helps if you don't want to take, because it will take you 20 minutes easily to do the survey. If you don't want to do that, just give us an idea of how you consume the show and what maybe we're not doing where you would like to see it more. Because, you know, I even saw some people like, oh, listen to it on iHeartRadio. You know, unfortunately, we got an intercompany type thing. And so we're going away on iHeartRadio. So if you listen on that app, you'll need to find us like on the WRMF app and stuff like that. So things were always kind of changing that way. But when we know how you listen and consume the show, how many people are watching KBJ TV, all that kind of stuff, then we can do a better job that way. So just put a comment if you don't want to take the whole survey. I'd appreciate it. It's on our KBJ Show Facebook page. You want to go find it.
It's over.
It's done, baby.
I thought we were just warming up.
You are.
Six more mins.
Happy to stay if you'd like.
No, we've done that before. That don't work out so good.
All right, you guys have an amazing weekend. We will be back with you on Monday for a show and sea shanties tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woohoo. So
there you go. All right, fantastic stuff. You all have a great day. We will see you later.